With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. The Senate has failed to pass the House version of continuing resolution that would have avoided a government shutdown at the end of the month. Democrat leader Chuck Schumer told colleagues it's all about conflicting visions.
Today we have a rare moment in the Senate where two bills come to the floor that truly crystallize the contrast between the two parties.
But Majority Leader John Thune says Democrats are hoping to use a shutdown to avoid the need for bipartisan negotiations.
Democrats are yielding to the desires of their rabidly leftist base and are attempting to hold government funding hostage to a long list of partisan demands.
Senator Joni Ernst says Charlie Cook was respected in the halls of Congress as a bright, young, rising star.
That really garnered the interest and attention of so many young conservatives and even those outside of that conservative spectrum that wanted to find their place here in the United States of America. And he did that quite well.
The upcoming memorial honoring the late conservative Charlie Kirk in Arizona will have Super Bowl-level security, according to officials familiar with the matter. Former California Republican Congressman John Campbell tells the Salem Radio Network the death of Charlie Kirk will have historical implications.
This will be something like, for those of us of an age, when you heard JFK had been assassinated, when the Challenger crash happened, when you heard that, and when you heard about 9/11. This is going to be one of those moments.
As many as 300 flights were delayed at Dallas Love Field and DFW International Airports because of a telecommunications equipment problem. The FAA said a problem with a local telephone company impacted communications between the airport towers and the radar sites. This is SRN News. As your faith influenced your vote?
According to a new poll from the Pew Research Center, just 25% of American adults say their religious beliefs have a lot of control over who and what they cast their ballots for on Election Day. 18% say faith has a little influence, and 56% of respondents say their spiritual convictions have little to no impact on their voting habits. White evangelical Protestants are the most likely to say that their faith controls who they vote for, 51%, the most of any religious group. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Maine principals group is fighting a subpoena from the Department of Justice that seeks the names of all students playing interscholastic sports in the state as the DOJ attempts to ban boys from competing against girls. President Trump's administration sued Maine in April for not complying with an executive order banning transgender athletes from sports. This is SRN News. The state of Ohio is getting applause from conservatives after making a number of reforms that have more people moving to the state for the first time in decades.
When you're losing population to the other 49 states, like Ohio did for 40 years without interruption, there's something wrong there. And Ohio's lost something like 8 or 9 congressional seats in the U.S. House as a result of that. They need to do something differently.
Williams was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. The president of Texas A&M is resigning after the fallout from firing a teacher whose curriculum included discussions on gender identity. A video released earlier this month showed a student confronting the professor saying, "I'm not entirely sure this is legal to be teaching because according to our president, there's only 2 genders." The teacher replied, "If you're uncomfortable in this class, you do have the right to leave." More details at srnnews.com.